It's another day. Happy Tuesday. And you know what time it is. It's time for another power walk. And so I've been thinking about taking the audio clips of the power walk and actually uploading them in podcast format because I integrated into a new system. And when I tell you, I've been changing systems up left and right and been documenting the process because it's necessary and vital. So I'm excited. You might have the power walks on the audio version. As I'm walking and doing my walks, maybe you can listen as you are doing your workout or as you're traveling to your destination and get some updated politics, educational, and some humor. Because I think I'm funny. Hilarious. Even though none of the stuff that I'd really be talking about is funny, actually. However, comma, I do understand that I do have a unique way of communicating the different things that are going on. So let's talk about what's going on. Whew. So one of the cases on my docket, Navigator Academy. So I was tagged in an update that the school published. I'm gonna post it here. I don't necessarily know if they're referring to the stuff that's published on my page, or maybe there's another page that's inquiring about it. I don't know. But there were several people that had sent it to my inbox because it was posted not just on Facebook, but it was posted in their communication channel that they have with parents. Of course, I was sent that and I read it and I thought, interesting. I can't wait to call the school because I am intrigued on what is misleading. I'm intrigued on how they feel about some of the things that are being said, because there's a clear climate and culture issue. That's not alleged. No, it's a clear climate and culture issue. But what individuals are saying, though, people I receive don't. I'm just here to get the receipts, asking how we can support the school and documenting the process, because there's a lot of harm that has happened. That's a fact, not alleged. And let me not say a lot of harm, because people can be nitpicky on that. There has been harm that has been done, and there are folks that are seeking accountability for the way that certain things were handled at Navigator Academy, which I'm sure applies to many different schools. So, okay. I find it interesting, however, that that statement was released. I posted about Navigator on a Saturday. There was a response by Monday. Thank a bus driver. Thank someone who is in custodial services. Thank your cafeteria workers. Thank your support professionals. The support professionals make all of it possible. It's not just about the educators. It's about the people that support the educators. And sometimes there's a lot of conversation about educators and we forget about the support professionals that are the glue that holds a lot of it together. So as I was seeing that bus driver, a black man at that, just giving him love because I thank him for his service. And I thank the rest of y'all in your roles if you are a service professional in the educational setting, because we need you. Yes, indeed. So this morning, as I was getting prepared for my morning walk, I realized that my watch had not been charging properly, because when I picked up my watch, it was red, meaning that I thought it was charging, but it wasn't charging. And here we are. I don't know about y'all, but this is why I'm asking. Do you feel some type of way when your watch doesn't work to track your fitness? Because I was like, if my watch ain't charged, it don't count. I need it. So that's where I'm at. So it's on low power mode. I don't know if it's fully going to calculate my entire journey as I'm doing this walk, but for sure, I am definitely going to go as far as I can to have it calculate as far as it can, because that's important to me. And for the folks that are in the Telegram group, I tell you, boy, we out here with our goals and making sure that things get done. My pears with the top down. Yes, indeed. Flying down the street. I was recording a podcast yesterday with Dr. Lewis, the executive director of the nonprofit Period Zero, and I'm so proud of her. And in that conversation, we were talking about different apps such as PhotoMath and ChatGPT. And in that, students are able to take a photo of their homework and it provides them the answer and it gives them the right answer, but it doesn't do a breakdown of how they can learn how to solve the problem without that application. Children are able to get homework done and get assignments done with their phone. Going back to, this is more than a phone, so we have to be intentional with it. Yeah, my watch say, it's at 10%, baby. This watch hanging on. So you have apps that our children use in order to complete assignments. How are they demonstrating mastery? Again, you have teenage students that are going to reading class that are well below their grade level. And that's for reading and math. And if you were to look at the recent testing scores in the state of Florida, it shows that there's a high number of students that are not proficient in reading according to the Florida standards. It is absolutely wild to see these different things that are happening, and we need to hold people accountable. I'm sending you love, light, and peace. Make today amazing with intention and with purpose. And I can't wait to continue to do these walks. It will be available on where you can find podcasts. And this is going to be my thing. I walk in the morning and talk about my thoughts. It holds me accountable to moving my body and staying active. And it allows me to share with y'all the things that are on my heart. Turning the mic back on has been a life changer for me. And at one point, I was scared to use my voice. And people that I thought loved me had characterized my advocacy as just a woman acting a fool with a wig on. And it's bigger than that. And I'm so glad that y'all are still rocking with me as I'm on this journey to be the best person that I can be, of taking the pledge. I'm gonna put it here again. I pledge to be a good human. I pledge to operate by the three keys: accountability, transparency, and integrity. I am a survivor, and I'm worthy of greatness. And this is something that I look at and reflect on, and want the people that go through this network and the children that we help through this network to take that pledge too. And you can do it too. It's on the website at teachingfortheculture.com/pledge. Sign up on the mailing list so that you can get updates on the different things that we're doing. Particularly if you are interested in this Navigator investigation, getting on the mailing list will be the way that you get access to information before it hits social media. Also, I just want to thank God for my Patreon subscribers, the Equalizers, and the Digital Guardians. Thank you. Thank you for supporting this work. Thank you for supporting me. And in the times where I struggle with making content, y'all still hanging on and supporting as I'm in it, trying to figure out the best way I can to be consistent and to show up the best way I can without experiencing burnout again. So with that being said, I'm going to close you out with this. Your voice is powerful. Your story is powerful. And don't let anybody or anything stop you from using the gift that God has given you. Don't. It will continue to tug on you until you do it. And sometimes you think it's easier when you gather with a bunch of people to help you. But sometimes you got to do that walk alone. And I thank God for my village to where I don't feel alone, you know, but this journey has been personal for me. And I am praying that God reveals to you your giftings, if you don't already know it, your purpose, and the best way to show up in this world that we're living in, because you have a gift. And I pray that you're able to live a life of freedom and fulfillment, and being able to do that fearlessly. It's called the three F's. And as time has evolved, my thoughts about freedom and fulfillment has changed. So the three F's: freedom, fulfillment, and fearlessness. It's important, y'all, because life is too short, and I've experienced feeling like I'm not going to be here too much longer with the health scare. You have a purpose, and don't sit on it too long. Move. And God can only redirect you if you're moving, if you're doing. I had a conversation with someone who wanted to start a podcast, and their response to me was they didn't have the equipment to start a podcast. So my follow-up question was, what equipment do you need right now in order to get started? And they said that they needed a microphone, they needed a webcam, and if they could, they would want to get a new computer. So I told them, God has given you the ability to have one of the top-of-the-line iPhones. In fact, you got a newer version of the iPhone than what I have that has a camera and a microphone. And so while, you know, you are desiring a new computer, you have one, and you're able to browse on the internet and to do different things on it. So what would preclude you from going and using one of these tech tools to help with the process of your podcast? And they thought about it, and they realized that what they were saying was just an excuse to further delay their gifts. And I've been found guilty of that all the time. I've been like, if I just get this, I'm able to do that. Or it's one more thing that I need. And once I have it, then I'm ready to go. I'm challenging you to think about moving forward with the thought process that you have all that you need to get started and to just do. Even if they didn't have a phone, making an outline of podcast episodes and what they're going to talk about and creating a planning document is moving in the right direction. Solidifying a name and checking the database for active trademarks to ensure that there is no infringement of intellectual property is something that could be done, something that needs to be done before starting a podcast. Deciding if it's going to be a solo podcast where it's just you talking, or you having a co-host, or you're having a panel of people, or you're just interviewing people. Making those decisions and planning is moving forward. And so my challenge is find a way of moving forward, finding a way of allowing God to move you forward in the midst of the storm. Because I'll tell you, I'm the storm and the rainbow, baby. We have to keep moving forward. And I'm challenging you to continue moving forward in this life. You have folks that are dealing with job insecurity. You have folks that are dealing with food insecurity, not knowing when their next meal is going to come from and not knowing when they're going to get their next check. And I'll tell you from experience, that's a very uncomfortable place to be. But you know what else is uncomfortable? Being stagnant and not moving forward. So continue to move forward. Continue to press on. Continue to pray. Continue to allow God into your life, to tap into your spirit, your core. Find your intuition. Listen to that voice and do it. Do it. Start. Just start. I'm talking to me, but this is how this Power Walk series came about. Me just starting and being consistent. And now, consistently, they are small deposits, but I thank God for them. But the deposits on Facebook, that hit because me consistently showing up and making content. And you can do it too. And I can't wait to show y'all how I've been able to create this. So at least you don't have to go through some of the learning curves that I had to go through in order to be where I'm at. But it's a journey and we have to move forward. So I love y'all. Go be blessed, be encouraged, and continue moving forward, because life will continue to life and people will continue to people. But God, hey, glory, God is going to continue to show up as God. Love you. Bye.